welcome to this week's episode of the Frost Robo Falcons podcast, the official podcast of the Frost Robo Falcons. I am your host, Jason. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Asher.
Hello, hello.
Asher, we just got done with our most recent competition at Rochester Hills. Mm-hmm. We did pretty well.
Yeah.
We were on the winning alliance, which was great.
Yep.
Won the Think Award.
That was the first time we won Think Award ever, actually.
Yes, in our existence. We've been around since 2015. That's the first time we've ever won it.
Yep.
It was a good day.
Yes.
But we're not here to talk about us today. We have some very special guests in the house. We invited the Clarkston Robo Wolves Team 10016 over to our house, to the LCTC, Livonia Career Technical Center, where we house our robotics team. And so we've got three people from their team here. We got two students and a mentor with us. We've got Surich.
Hi.
We've got May.
Hi.
And we've got team mentor, Sam.
Hello.
Welcome to Livonia. Welcome to the LCTC. Welcome to the podcast. It's great for you. Great. We're great. Happy to have you here. So I think what we'll start with is just tell us about yourselves. Tell us about your career in robotics and how you got started.
Hi, I'm Surich and I'm 11 years old. So I started by signing up and I'm a programmer and also the driver for the wheels.
Cool. What grade are you
in? I'm in sixth.
Excellent. Oh, so your team does, but what's the range of your team, the grades? Because like here, we just do seventh and eighth grade.
Sixth to eighth.
Very cool. Is sixth grade middle school in Clarkston?
Yeah.
Got it. So we do like seventh and eighth grade here in Livonia. So it's a little bit different. Excellent. And then May, what about you?
I'm May. I'm 12. I'm in seventh grade. I'm a builder, and I'm the human player.
Mm-hmm. How did you guys hear about robotics?
Both of my brothers did robotics.
Do they move on to the high school team?
Yes.
Very cool. What's the high school team number? Team name?
They're 27 Rush.
Rush? Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. How did you get into robotics?
My mom told me, and then she like recommended it to me, and I like tech a lot, so I decided to join it.
Very cool. That's actually kind of Asher's story also.
Yeah.
Ash, how did you get into robotics?
So I was alerted first with this little card that was handed to me in sixth grade describing the team and like a little website, did a little bit of research into that. I brought it up to you and I said, hey, I want to do this. And we did start doing it. And now
I'm doing it too.
Yep.
I got suckered into it, guys.
Yes.
That's how it works.
You were dragged into it.
I was dragged into it, kicking and screaming, but I love it actually. Sam, what's your history with robotics?
This will be my seventh year of doing robotics. I started FTC in sixth grade on Team 10016 as a student. After my sister, who's 4 years older than me, helped found the team. And then my brother also moved through it, was a year older than me. And finally, I joined in sixth grade and was on the team in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. I mentored in ninth grade, and I'm back mentoring as a senior this year.
Very cool. So you're on the high school team as well?
Yes.
It's a lot. It's a big commitment. We got a couple student mentors here who are also on the Livonia Warriors team, and I feel like they don't have any free time. Is it the same for you?
Yep.
I would imagine between that and school. Yeah, I get it. So you got into it through your siblings then? And then how did you decide what you wanted to mentor? What made you decide to do that?
I've always liked FTC in Michigan, it being middle school. Usually you kind of lose the experience once you've advanced on to FRC and high school, but the FRC season doesn't quite start until January. So I have this free time. I figure I might as well put some of my time into this to help teach the new kids and help improve our team.
Very cool. And that's, you know, very much in line with gracious professionalism, you know, helping out other people who are just getting into it and sharing your knowledge with them to help them grow. So you guys have had some competitions this year. Which ones were you guys involved in?
The first competition we went to was the Lake Orion qualifier. I'll let Suraj explain a bit about that one.
So that one, we were like, that was our first qualifier. So we weren't like, we were kind of nervous and stuff. And our robot was pretty new, so we didn't do as good as we expected. But we did pretty decent for our first time.
This was your first competition also?
Yes.
What'd you think of it?
It was cool watching all the robots move and everyone operating the robot.
What did you feel about the environment? Like, how did it make you feel walking in? Were you overwhelmed at all?
Just a little, but it was a nice environment. Everyone was friendly.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't your first competition, though, I would imagine. Right?
It was.
Well, it was. Okay. So what did you think of it?
I felt that everyone was really kind and welcoming.
How'd you feel about the pressures of competing? Did it seem to get to you, or were you just kind of so taken in the moment that you didn't even notice it?
I didn't really notice it that much.
Was it fun?
Yes.
Yeah? You had fun doing it?
Yes.
How'd you guys do?
We ranked 20th and were not picked for line selection, but it helped us establish our goals moving forwards for our second qualifier, the Okra League Tournament.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, regardless of how you do, you always gain something. Whether you place or get selected for Alliance, at least, the very minimum, you're going to gain experience and you're going to gain knowledge about what to do to improve. So that's fantastic. I think you guys did a great job. And so then you went on to the next qualifier, which one was that in?
It was the Okra League Tournament. Mm-hmm. And going into it, we kind of knew it was a do or die situation. Mm-hmm. Either win the whole thing and take one of the four or five spots to advance to states, or don't take that and end our season right there.
And how'd it go?
We got first place we got first place after, like, at the end, but we got going into the team selection, we got third, I think, and then we chose number fourth as our alliance, and we ended up winning it all.
That's fantastic. How did it feel to win? Knowing that you've made states, in fact.
It felt great because we knew it was our last chance to make it to states or else our season would be over.
Mm-hmm. How'd you feel about it?
I felt that we did a good job.
Were you excited?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you said you have older siblings that went through it?
Yes.
Did you go to any competitions, any qualifiers for them?
I did.
Did it seem different being there and actually competing versus sitting and watching?
It did.
Yeah, you get kind of a different feel. Did you like it better competing or better watching?
I think I liked it better competing.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's the same for you, right?
No.
Because you watched a couple of them just sort of to get into it.
Yeah.
And then being there, what did you think? What do you think about being there at the competitions?
Being there is definitely better because mm-hmm. you get to see the experience firsthand instead of watching it through a screen.
Like on Twitch.
Yeah. And you get to, like, see the behind the scenes of it. You get to interact with your friends. You get to see all the pits. You get to collect all the pins.
How do you guys feel about the pin collection? Do you guys participate in collecting pins?
Yes, I did. I got quite a few of pins.
I don't really get that many pins.
Do you have a cloak of pins from your various years?
I used to. Now I just have a drawer of the old pins, but I haven't actually been collecting them for a few years.
He can tell you how many pins we have in our house.
I have currently a season and two competitions worth of pins right now.
I don't
know. And some of them have fallen off, so I've gained more that I have to display.
He sounds like he's wearing a suit of armor when he's walking around the house.
Yes. So, what is your favorite part of robotics?
My favorite part of robotics is driving, because I'm a gamer, so I like handling controllers and driving robots.
What are your favorite games?
I mostly play Fortnite. I play some Call of Duty, too.
What about you?
My favorite part about robotics is meeting new people and building.
Yeah, I like putting together the robot too.
I really like winning, but I don't know if that's a common response, but
it's a response.
Winning is definitely the most fun part of it.
Yeah, just feeling that the effort that you put into your robot came to fruition is very satisfying. Is there an area in robotics that you like more than others, like mechanical, driving, electronics?
I like the driving.
Do you do any of the other, do you ever participate in the other portions of it as well?
I've done the programming, but I haven't done any building.
What do you guys usually program in? What language?
We program in Java.
So you know a fair amount about Java now, programming?
I'm still learning it, but kind of getting to know some stuff about it.
Very cool. It's a good skill to have, especially moving on. You can translate, obviously, your programming in Java of the robot to any number of things later on. So it's a great skill to have.
Nate, what about you?
I like building.
Do you have a favorite mechanism you've built this year?
Well, I helped build our lift.
I personally like the intake on your robot because it's like a little dog head and it like grabs the cymbaline. It's a weird detail, but it's cool.
Okay. Describe it to me. What is this? I haven't seen it yet, so.
It's our intake on a little arm, and it is designed to look like a wolf or dog, but a lot of the time it looks more like a dragon on a giraffe neck. So,
do you have like weird nicknames for it?
It's just the wolf, I think. We call it mostly.
Very cool. Do you guys have a common theme you carry over from year to year?
Pink.
Pink? It's always, there's something always pink on it? What's pink on the robot this year?
We have a bucket, a claw, and an intake.
Oh, it's 3D printed, I assume, the pink?
Very cool. Oh, we also have hooks to hang with.
Our tradition here is they pick a name and then make an acronym out of it. And it's usually something completely nonsensical is what the acronym
is. I think the N in Triton used to stand for nachos.
It did, yeah. So our robot's name is Triton, and it's an acronym. So what is it? I can't remember off the top of my head. But the N, it's right now it's Neptune, but it used to be nachos.
I think it was nachos, like, almost all the way up until our first competition.
Yeah, I kind of wish it was still nachos.
Like you guys mentioned earlier, there was managing to win the second qualifier after the first one not advancing to finals. So what was one of your favorite moments about robotics or just being on the team in general?
My favorite moments were when we won our qualifier and also when we won our okra, because that was like the okra before that we got third. So getting first was like really exciting.
I think winning our okra and making friends.
You've had a long career. Do you have any favorite moments?
From the entirety of robotics or just on RoboWolves?
Let's start with just RoboWolves.
My favorite moment was probably winning the qualifier last week, but not just because we won it, because we won it with the team we selected, who was a very hard strategical decision to make selecting them, and it eventually paid off, and the strategy worked out really well, and I felt very successful after that.
Do you have a career-long favorite moment so far?
I think one of my favorite moments in all of robotics was winning the state championship in 2024 for FRC. As the lead programmer on Team Rush, being able to program the autons and adjust them during a competition and eventually get them working and dialed in to the point where we could win the state championship was very fulfilling.
So if you were to try to convince someone to join robotics, what would you say to them?
If I tried to convince someone, I would say that's a great environment. You make a lot of new friends, and it's overall really fun.
I'd say that you make friends, and you can also learn new things.
I'd say that it provides you with the ability to learn things you otherwise wouldn't have, and also prepare you going into college, and whatever future you want to go into, it will prepare you for some aspects of that.
All right. Well, we always wrap up the podcast with one question.
What does gracious professionalism mean to you?
Gracious professionalism means to me being nice to everyone, treating other teams like it's your own, and being in a good environment.
What gracious professionalism means to me is being kind to everyone and no matter what team they come from.
I like to differentiate gracious professionalism and cooperation a bit more than most people, I think. So I think of cooperation as the aspect of treating other teams you're competing against as also friends and being willing to help them, and gracious professionalism more as from the professional standpoint, being able to learn and treat other teams in a way that everyone learns in and be able to contribute to the entirety of robotics with other teams.
I really appreciate the three of you being on the show today. It's nice to have outside perspectives come in you know, we're kind of siloed here in our little, you know, work area. So it's nice to bring other people in and get their ideas and their thoughts on robotics and how it shaped their lives. So, Suraj, May, Sam, I really appreciate you guys being here. Anything you want to tell us about your team? Any plugs you want to make?
We have a website. I don't know the exact URL, but if you look up Clarkson RoboWolves 10016, we'll find it.
And you guys are headed to states, right?
Yep. We're headed to the Southeast States at Macomb Community College for next week.
That's where we are. No, we're at...
You're at that
one. Yeah, we're at that one. Yeah, that's where we're at. For a little while, I was thinking we weren't. Yes, that's where we're at. So we will definitely see you guys there. And again, thanks for being here. And thank you to all the listeners for sticking with us this year. Our next podcast will be sometime after States, and we'll see how things go. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.